It's 1941, autumn. I'm a little cranky because my radio won't get the football games. I lie back listening to the soaps, and after a while I try finding Northwestern versus Notre Dame, and my stupid radio will pick up every Chicago station except the one carrying the game. It was so frustrating. I was lying there sweating, and my stomach felt crazy, and I was pounding the top of the radio to make it work right, and that was how they discovered I was delirious with pneumonia. Pneumonia today is not what it once was, especially when I had it. 10 days or so in the hospital and then home for a long recuperating period. I was just this lump going through a strength-gathering time, which is how you have to think of me when I came upon the Princess Bride. It was my first night home, drained, still one sick cookie. My father came in. I thought to say good night. He sat on the end of my bed. "Chapter One, The Bride," he said. It was only then that I kind of looked up and saw he was holding a book. I said, "Huh? What? I didn't hear." "Chapter One, The Bride." He held up the book then. "I'm reading it to you for relax. By Es Morgenstern, great Florentine writer, The Princess Bride."
"Has it got any sports in it?"
"Fencing, fighting, torture, poison, true love, hate, revenge, giants, hunters, bad men, good men, beautiful ladies."
"Sounds okay," I said, and I kind of closed my eyes. "I'll do my best to stay awake, but I'm awfully sleepy, Daddy." Who can know when his world is going to change? Who can tell before it happens that every prior experience, all the years, were a preparation for nothing? Picture this now, an all but illiterate old man struggling with an enemy tongue, an all but exhausted young boy fighting against sleep. Who could suspect that in the morning a different child would awake? Even a week later, I was not aware of what had begun that night, the doors that were slamming shut while others slid into the clear. Perhaps I should have at least known something, but maybe not. Who can sense revelation in the wind? What happened was just this. I got hooked on the story. For the first time in my life, I became actively interested in a book. Me, the sports fanatic. Me, the game freak. Me, the only 10-year-old in Illinois with a hate-on for the alphabet, wanted to know what happened next. I got hooked on the story.